The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning. This morning, I'm going to share with you a selection from a commentary on today's Gospel. Jesus called his disciples, and leaving everything behind, they followed him. They accompanied the Master on the roads to Palestine, to villages and towns. They shared joys and fatigue and hunger. At times, they risked their very lives, their reputations for Jesus Christ. At first, they accompanied him externally. But little by little, an interior disposition took root. Their souls were transformed. This deeper disposition requires more than mere detachment, and even more than abandoning house and home and possessions. In the Gospel of today's Mass, our Lord says, "He who wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Denying oneself means refusing to be the center of one's own attention. The true disciple must be centered on Christ, to whom must be directed all thoughts and cares, so that our entire day truly becomes an offering to our Lord. To carry the cross means that one is willing to die. Whoever picks up the cross and carries it squarely accepts his destiny and knows that his life will end on that cross. Carrying the cross means that a firm resolution has been made. It indicates that we are willing to follow him, that we wish to imitate him in everything without placing obstacles between us. To follow Christ, we should identify our will with his. He took up his cross without hesitation. He carried it to Calvary, where he offered himself to God the Father, an offering of infinite merit and love. If we want to follow him, not just externally, but interiorly and deeply, identifying ourselves with him, how can we reject the cross, the sacrifice so intimately related with love and self-giving? Being close to Christ will lead us to complete self-surrender, to true love, to the greatest of joys. Forgetting ourselves, identifying ourselves with his holy will in all things, this cleans, purifies, makes transparent, and divinizes our soul. As Saint Jose Maria Escriva says, "To have the cross is to have joy. It is to have you, O Lord."